With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The already fragile Gaza ceasefire takes another hit. One of the four bodies Hamas released to Israel yesterday was not that of an Israeli woman, the mother of two young children, as promised by Hamas. Prime Minister Netanyahu says this will not go unpunished.
In a statement, Netanyahu criticized the handover of the wrong remains as a cruel and malicious violation of the ceasefire agreement, which has halted fighting in the Gaza Strip. His statement said Hamas would pay the full price for the action.
Correspondent Lawrence Brooks. Elon Musk generates quite a buzz at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, outside Washington.
This is the chainsaw for bureaucracy.
Wielding a chainsaw as he took to the CPAC stage yesterday, Musk vowing to be unrelenting as he leads President Trump's drive to cut government waste, fraud, and abuse. Also at CPAC, Vice President Vance.
I think that what the president has tried to do is recognize that we have a historical mandate on a few issues. We have to secure the southern border, and thanks to his actions, border crossings are down well over 90%, and we're just getting started.
And the Trump agenda advances in the Senate.
After an all-night vote, Senate Republicans approved a budget framework, pushing past Democratic objections. This is part of a broader effort in Congress that will eventually include legislation to extend some $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and other Trump priorities.
Correspondent Ed Donahue says a $340 billion budget bill, which includes money for energy production, border security, and the military, now goes to the House, where it faces an uncertain future. Checking Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 225 points, NASDAQ futures up 80 points. This is SRN News. A country music artist opens up about his Christian faith. We get details from SRN News correspondent George Williams.
Jelly Roll says he has, in his words, a heart for Jesus and believes God is working on him. The country singer recently teamed up with contemporary Christian music artist Brandon Lake on the song Hard Fought Hallelujah. Lake shared a video online of Jelly Roll discussing his faith journey. He said he may wear his faith differently than other people and that he's got, quote, a long way to go, unquote. But Jelly Roll says he knows he's heading in the right direction. George Williams, SRN News.
The Chosen is coming to Amazon Prime Video. After the new season debuts in movie theaters next month, Prime Video will be the streaming home for the popular series about the life of Jesus Christ. Last year, The Chosen severed ties with Angel Studios, which had distributed the show when it first premiered back in 2019. This is SRN News. A lawsuit challenging Georgia's restrictions on abortion is headed back to a trial court.
That court will decide if the people who want to overturn the law have legal standing to sue. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 on Thursday to require the trial court judge to re-examine standing issues. The court cites its own January decision in an unrelated case that changed state law on who may sue. In the meantime, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney's ruling from September striking down the law remains on hold. Georgia's law prohibits most abortions once a detectable human heartbeat is present. Keith Peters reporting.
The man accused of fatally shooting the United Healthcare CEO in New York City and leading authorities on a five-day manhunt, scheduled to be in court for the first time since his December arraignment on state murder and terror charges, Luigi Mangione, set for a hearing today in state court in Manhattan. More details at SRNNews.com.